This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Back in May, when the Fortune 500 list came out, which is, of course, the 500 biggest American companies by total revenue, much was made of the fact that more women than ever are leading those companies. A whopping 6% of Fortune 500 companies have CEOs who are women. 6%. But more women every day are starting and leading newer businesses that are shaping or will shape our lives. There's a list of some of them in a new book called Girls Who Run the World, 31 CEOs Who Mean Business. Diana Kapp wrote it. Diana, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
So of these 31 women, some are well-known, others less so, some less so by a lot. What's the common thread?
The common thread is these are women that are so full of moxie, girls need to hear about them. However they were raised, whatever it is that they're able to do out in the world that allows them to be women who are yes in a world that tells them no, I think is something we all need to understand.
Moxie is a good word. I love that word. What were your criteria? How did you go about formulating this list?
I wanted girls to see a bit of themselves in each of these women, and I wanted as wide a variety as I could have. So I have, you know, classic immigrant stories. I have the highly pedigreed, you know, MIT and Stanford Business School. Yeah. I have Christina Stemble, who grew up on a farm. She founded Farm Girl Flowers and never went to college. There was no scientific criteria. I was just choosing great stories. The kinds of women who are really out there making change and doing interesting things and people that I hoped would be relatable.
I can't remember if they're all entrepreneurs. Certainly the vast majority of them are entrepreneurs, and they're not all young, right? I mean, there are women who much later in life started companies. The woman with Hintwater, right?
Right. They're all in their, you know, 20s, 30s, and 40s, and there's a couple that are a bit older, but Kara Golden did start Hintwater when she was already a mom. She was having her fourth kid. She got her water into Whole Foods and took the first crates over there on the morning that she went in to have her fourth baby. Mm-hmm. And they called her at the hospital to say, hey, the product is gone. And she honestly thought it had been stolen, but it had all sold.
The better story about Kara Golden, though, is the one later in that story about Starbucks and what happened to that.
So she had gotten her Blackberry water into Starbucks. And, you know, within a week, Howard Schultz canceled the order. I guess they decided they needed to have other kinds of product in their food case that was at a higher price point. But anyway, someone in that 1 week time that it was in Starbucks tried the water, and she got a whole nother account that was even larger than the Starbucks account. So it just goes to show you that life for these entrepreneurs is just a mix of up and downs, and you really can't avoid having the knockdowns, but it's about getting back up.
For all that this appears to be the moment for women in CEO jobs and in business in general, what's the risk that books like this and others, right, we celebrate them, we point to them, and yet somehow we don't get more of them?
Oh, we're getting more of them. I could have chosen 200 more women to feature in this book, and I hope I get a chance to do a second volume because they're out there, they're doing interesting things, and I'm telling you, things are going to change.
Diana Kapp, it's called Girls Who Run the World. Diana, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
We've got a couple of those profiles from Diana's book on our website. Check them out, marketplace.org, if somehow you forgot our web address. Oh, by the way, if you like hearing about and from CEOs, we talk to them all the time. You can hear the full interviews on our Corner Office podcast.